This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, Good Day Health. Wow, what great things we have in the archives at gooddayhealthshow.com. So anytime you have a question about any medical procedure, you'll find it referenced at Good Day Health Show. You just have to look on the archive titles that are listed there and get information by listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with us in this hour, and Dr. Jack Stockwell, both important contributors with different points of view on medical issues. Ken researches what's going on in the medical journals every week, and we spend a lot of time talking about that, plus other things that are in the news that may impact or affect you. I want to sort of digress a little bit. I'm not at my best at the moment. You and I have had conversations probably half a dozen times over the past year since my friend Chris Walsh was diagnosed with this this lymphoma, melanoma. It was nasty stuff. And so he died early this morning.
Oh, boy.
And it has affected me in the sense that I want to kind of come to grips with what people really, what do you suppose? When I saw him, I visited with him in February. He was in the hospital, actually. And whenever he was in, I'd go in and I'd spend an hour or so with him. And so when I left him the last week of February, I'd come home from California, and I thought he was saying goodbye. And he thought, he told me later, he thought he was saying goodbye. But he got on to another protocol. Altogether, Ken, he went through six protocols to deal with this very aggressive form of lymphoma that he had. At one point in time, I don't remember if I told you this or not, he had tumors under his arms the size of baseballs. He had tumors in his neck the size of golf balls. And it didn't come out on his face or other places in the body, just in the areas where the lymph collects. And that was because the lymph, as I understand it, maybe you can explain it a little bit better, the lymph nodes, and Tony had this too when she had breast cancer, the biggest problem was keeping the lymph nodes clean and clear because that's where the cancer cells would collect. Am I too simplistic in explaining it that way?
You're asking what causes lymphoma, right?
Well, yeah, and how does it manifest? What is there that's sure. collecting in those big sure. balls that were represented under his arms? And actually, Tony had them too with the lymph nodes.
Sure. The big picture is that we're really not sure what causes lymphoma, but it begins when the disease-fighting white blood cells, which are called lymphocytes, they develop genetic mutations, and the mutations tells the cell to multiply rapidly, and this causes many diseased lymphocytes that continue multiplying, and that's what you're seeing as the clumping. And the mutation also allows the cell to go on living when other cells would die, so that they not only rapidly divide, they accumulate and then clump. And this causes too many diseased and ineffective lymphocytes in your lymph nodes and causes the lymph nodes to swell. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, factors that can increase the risk of lymph nodes include your age. Some types of lymphomas are common in young people, while others occur over the age of 55. Being male is a risk factor, slightly more likely to develop lymphoma than are females. Having an impaired immune system, lymphoma is more common in people with immune system diseases or in people who take drugs that suppress their immune system. And also, not to get people anxious, but developing certain infections are associated with an increased risk of lymphoma. The virus is the Epstein-Barr virus, the Helicobacter pylori infection, in the stomach. These tend to lead to these genetic abnormalities. That's the best we know about the causes of lymph nodes, and I hope I explained why you get these accumulation, these swellings in the lymph nodes.
So, yeah, so the next step here in terms of what is protocol now and how these things have changed even more recently, almost day to day, and I do think I brought this up to you when he started his last protocol. He'd been through five different things since the discovery about last year at this time when he was diagnosed with this stuff. I put him on regular chemo, and that didn't work. I tried to get him to do some homeopathic stuff along with...
Did he have a bone marrow transplant?
He didn't get that far.
He didn't get that far.
He didn't get that far. He was working on that, but he never got that far.
Chemotherapy is the traditional initial treatment, and what's really neat now is other drug therapy, especially immunotherapy, where we make these single antibodies to the cells, and you can kill selectively these immune system cells. Sometimes radiation therapy helps, and then the last resort, a bone marrow transplant.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to get his, with the next to last protocol. So the first one was regular chemo. And then they gave him something that was really strong, that was supposed to, that had been recently developed, that was supposed to target the cells you were just talking about. And it did. But it didn't get rid of all of it. We got 94% of the cancer was eliminated from his body. And one of the things about it was what happens, as you were just saying, to the debris, the dead cancer cells. And this new stuff kills them so fast, the first half a dozen people that went on it died because their bodies couldn't handle fast enough getting rid of the toxic waste. So then they, with his case, he was one of the first, I don't know, 25 or 30 to get that protocol. And they made sure they monitored him every 15 minutes to make sure his body was getting rid of the toxicity. Literally, he had to flush it out of his system. And then the next treatment he had was a different kind of, he went back to chemo. And they tried to, I mean, it was back and forth. He had a white blood cell sort of transplant. They took white blood cells, and I know you and I talked about this on the air. I was trying to understand how it happened. They sent it to some laboratory in Seattle, and they enhanced the white blood cells so that they become warriors. And then send it back and put it in your body and see what that does. And that knocked out a lot of it. But this cancer was so aggressive, and he said that at the beginning, very aggressive. And so in he had a treatment in January, and it killed his white blood cells. His count was zero.
What facility was he treated at?
He was at Brigham and Women's, which is Dana-Farber.
Uh-huh. So he got as good as he can get.
Yeah, he got the best commercial.
It sounds like he just had a very, unfortunately, a very aggressive form of this.
Yeah. So he was trying this more recent protocol that he started 3 weeks ago, because in February, the end of February, basically, as I said, he said goodbye. And then I get a call from him about a week later, and he sounds like a new person. And they put him on this stuff, and they said he had a 30% chance of surviving, whereas, you know, at the end of February, he had a zero chance of surviving. So at least this, I mean, we all have a zero chance of surviving when you look at it, just his timing. So anyway, he expected, because this was, suppose they were monitoring it very closely, and he was so much debris, because the cancer had come back and very aggressively got at him, and so it really took, he lost 45 pounds in like a month and a half.
How old is he?
He's 66.
Oh, boy. Young guy.
Yeah, a young guy. And the saddest thing about it is his wife and he have been taking care of his father, who has advanced Alzheimer's. And so now his wife's been taking care of him for a year, taking care of the father for a year. You just wonder sometimes what it is that makes all this happen. I talked to him Saturday, and he sounded weak, but he sounded okay. It wasn't like he was calling with a, you know, see you later alligator conversation.
What was his lifestyle like before he got sick?
He didn't always eat the best. He enjoyed bourbon and wine, but he wasn't. He did. He did say to me once, he'd done some things when he was younger, and I think he was referring to drugs when he was a kid in school that he wished he hadn't done. And I think that whether that was really what he thought caused it, and then he got philosophically says, you know what? I don't know what caused it. I just know that I got a number, and my number apparently is low. It's like he referred to it as if, you know, when we were drafted, because he and I about the same age, and we all went through the draft from the Vietnam War, and you too. He drew a low number. He was 1A with a bullet or whatever. So I look at it and I think, you know, 4 hours ago the guy was alive and now he's dead. And but his wife said he died peacefully, so that's all you can expect. But it really was kind of quick. I think he decided in February that he wasn't really gonna. He'd had enough. And then they came to him with this protocol, and he said, okay, I'll try one more. But I think that if the results weren't good or weren't as strong as he wanted them to be, he'd just say, you know what, why am I going to keep doing this? And so he didn't. Anyway, thank you for the explanation. It's lousy. Let's talk about something that's good and good for you. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Those of you who are concerned about your health, there's not much in these things. I don't know, when you think about fish oil, does that help prevent cancer? I think it's more cardiovascular than you can anything else. Isn't it? The fish oil, the omega-3s, they're really something that help your cardiovascular health, your blood systems, your heart. But under the circumstances, no matter what, there are ways, you know, heart disease is number one, cancer is number two. When it comes to heart disease, you need to give yourself as much protection as possible. And that's where this Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 comes in. It's cardiovascular. It's joint comfort, because the krill oil is really good at helping lubricate your joints, keeping you feeling younger. The CoQ10 is really good for energy, as Ken will tell you. With CoQ10, it really is a great addition. So all three of these things together, superlative, great combination, and you can get your first bottle free by calling 800-355-1493. Why would you want to take advantage of that opportunity? Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and claim your free bottle. 800-355-1493. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 free. 800-355-1493.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert, or online at toploss.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
After the hour now on the Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology. Lake Cardiology is in Mardura, Florida, a suburb of sort of is becoming, I don't swanky. It's kind of a smooth place. It's a peaceful Pleasantville kind of place. But there are people there as with other, you know, you can't escape heart disease around the country. So Ken's there to help muster up all the forces you can bring. You got to bring yourself into the arena. Ken can help you, but you're the one responsible for your health, for your well-being, for getting treatment. And if you'd like some help and ideas on anything that's going on in your body, my suggestion is you do a tour of duty with Ken. Go to his office and get the once-over heavily. You know the old once-over lightly treatment? Don't get that with Ken. You get heavy conversation about what's really going on and boldly frank, which is what I like. 352-735-1400, number to the office at Lake Cardiology for Ken Kronhaus, 352 area code, 735-1400. You want to get to the bottom of whatever it is, Ken's your man. Here's another focus. This is a, I'm not going to apologize for the time we spent trying to understand this non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Ken explained it, and I was just reading a little bit more online of stuff that I knew, but I couldn't remember some of the nuance. So Ken and I are talking about that with the passing of my friend Chris Walsh. Could anxiety lead to dementia? I think this has been something we've been dancing around off and on for a while, Ken. It seems to me that stress, didn't we talk about stress? And isn't anxiety a form of stress? It could be bad here.
Well, your intuition, as usual, is right on. But there's more news in this area this week. We have known that depression boosts the risk of Alzheimer's by almost twofold. But the news this week, published in the British Medical Journal, is that living with moderate to severe anxiety in midlife, Doug, may lead to dementia in later life. So how does this happen? Well, the abnormally high stress response triggered by anxiety, it might accelerate the aging process of brain cells, which in turn may speed up age-related cognitive decline. That's the loss of ability to think and remember. So what you want to do is adjust your lifestyle to lower anxiety. Use talk therapy, meditation, just adding some healthy fun to your life.
Fun. There's a lot of things that, you know, the woods are full. I was watching some phony baloney on PBS for a few minutes last night. He's just selling his product and his books and stuff. And
should have been watching baseball like I was.
Yeah, I would have. Well, I watched a couple of pretty good shows, but every once in a while I get distracted because I have a short attention span, so I click around and see what else is on. And this guy's on every once in a while. He's the biggest phony. Oh, my God. I listen to him and his bunkum, and it just drives me nuts because he gives other people who have the same sort of philosophy a bad name. He even looks like a slime water. But these guys pay to be on PBS, and PBS is always looking for money, and they make a lot of money. When they go on PBS, they make tons of dough. So they're happy to contribute like $40,000 for an hour of time on PBS.
What was he selling?
I'm selling some book and lifestyle and whatever. I mean, it's this, you hear the same message. All these guys have the same message. They just write it up differently. But it's the same stuff that you sit here week after week and tell people you could make a million writing a book and saying the same thing. Eat well, get enough rest, drink enough water, the Mediterranean diet. What else is there? I mean, what else is the secret? There's no other secret, right? And there are no secrets anyway, I don't think, to this.
Exercise.
Yeah, okay, so you add that into the mix. Exercise, enough sleep, eat well, yada, yada,
watch the alcohol, don't use drugs that are non-prescribed.
Right. And even prescribed drugs can be pretty dangerous.
Get down to ideal body weight, watch your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and you'll live long.
I lost 7 pounds in the last week. I just decided I was going to stop. I stopped eating sugar, all the stuff, fish, fruit, and drinking. That's
add some whey protein.
Yep. All right, I will. 28 after the hour on the Good Day Health Hour.
This Stroke Awareness Month, tune into AFib, an educational campaign from the Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer Alliance, the National Stroke Association, and iHeartMedia, asks people to tune into atrial fibrillation not caused by a heart valve problem and take note of the AFib stroke risk connection. Dr. David Frankel, cardiac electrophysiologist at Penn Medicine, explains.
In 2017, nearly 7 million Americans were estimated to have this type of AFib. In a regular heartbeat, that increases the risk of having a stroke by 5 times. Because strokes caused by AFib tend to be more severe and more likely to be fatal than strokes not caused by this condition, it's important for people living with AFib to talk to their doctor about how to reduce stroke risk.
Show your support this month by visiting tuneintoafib.com to test your AFib stroke risk knowledge. For every quiz completed, $1 will be donated to the National Stroke Association, up to $30,000.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, it's the Good Day Health Experience with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through a number of items that have appeared in the journals of medicine. This is one of Ken's specialties, to understand and to translate into words that we can all understand the meaning of life and helpful things that we need to maybe keep in our minds, but we don't always. We've talked off and on about my friend Chris Walsh passing away and the lymphoma that he had, and how normally, he told me this, and I guess I learned it from a couple, I may have learned it from you, Ken. People, when they get this kind of an aggressive cancer, when he first learned about it, he was told that he had 3 to 4 months. Get everything in order, and he lasted over a year with it going through all of those trials. He had a good philosophy about life. and didn't seem to be afraid of anything. So you see this all the time. That's the thing about doctors like you who have a specialty like this. You literally can see people drop dead in front of you. And the experience, I mean, I think I've asked you this before, how often a patient of yours dies. Not that I'm looking to use that as a bellwether as to whether to go to you or not. But on the average, you see how many patients a day? 14, 15? How many people do you see a day or a week?
It's unpredictable, but, you know, I'm pretty aggressive with my care with my patients, and I don't get that many unexpected deaths.
You don't?
And because I am pretty aggressive with my patients in terms of diagnostics. And, you know, I'm not perfect, but I don't get a lot of surprises these days because the diagnostics we have in cardiovascular therapy today is amazingly good. And occasionally I will. It bothers the heck out of me. But I rarely today, because of how good the diagnostics are, get the 3 a.m. unexpected wake-up call. But what I will see is that people who are just at the end of life, you know, they've used their bodies previously, abused them, or they've just gotten to the point where there's nothing left, nothing we can do, and we're just making people comfortable. And that definitely is part of what I do. And, you know, I have people who are in their 80s or 90s who I've known 20, 30 years, and that does take the toll out of both of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Well, I think when you understand how precious life is and you pay attention to it, you see it all the time. But it kind of frustrates you when people don't do what you tell them to do. They know what the risk is. That's what amazes me. Why would you want, you're here to enjoy an extraordinary experience in this life?
Well, people are addicted to their bad behaviors. And, you know, they just refuse to give them up. And some, you know, they've convinced themselves that they'd be happier dead than alive if they can't do what they really want to do. And eventually, often those behaviors do change and there is a transformation, but sometimes there isn't.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to this focus on, there's a week goes by, we don't try to give people a lesson in E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria. This romaine lettuce thing has gotten out of hand. It's so stupid for people to use this. Why this is acceptable to seal this stuff up in a plastic container that allows the goop that's in there to grow if they don't clean the lettuce properly. That's what this is. And E. coli, if you got a weak immune system, man, you better look out for this stuff. So now somebody's dead because of this, and this isn't the first time this has happened either, Ken.
Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they've just reported that one person from California. Has died due to the E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce. The total ill now, up to date, is from the romaine lettuce outbreak is 121 people from 25 states. Simply, just do not eat romaine lettuce until you get the all clear, not in the restaurant, not from the grocery store, and they'll get this under control, and then we'll give the word you can start eating it again.
Yep. All right, here's another study with regard to living like I do on a farm, near a farm. I laugh when I see this because I think my allergies are exacerbated. My nose is dripping again now, and I got a cough and, you know, stuff that just drives me bananas. But according to this research, I should be experiencing the opposite.
Are you better or worse in California with regards to your allergies? Do they change when you're away from the farm?
A little bit. In February, January, usually my best months are December and January.
But does it matter what geographic location you're in?
Yes, it does.
Where's it better? Away
better
or
in,
at?
No, it's better in California.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't feel, but it may be the time of year, though, Ken. I get, there are certain flowers that come out that are fabulous in the springtime. And spring there is February, where you're around this stuff and you smell it. It smells great, but I begin to feel the essence of it. But you say...
Let's talk about this study, because according to this study, it may even have been worse for you in your life if you wouldn't have been near the farm. And this actually is part of what you have intuitively advocated about for many years, another area where you are ahead of us here. But this comes out of occupational and environmental medicine this week. Allergy doctors have long known that farm life helps prevent allergies in kids. We've talked about this. But new research, Doug, shows that the benefit might even extend to adults who live near a farm. And this study supports what's known as the hygiene hypothesis. We've discussed this before on this show. This theory holds that early exposure to immune system allergy triggers called antigens actually helps prime the body against developing allergies, and this includes allergies to grass, dust mites, and even cats and dogs.
Really? Cats and dogs.
Correct. And this is why kids who grow up on a farm often have less asthma than kids who don't. And it's the hygiene hypothesis. You know, the kids in the cities or suburbs grow up in incredibly antiseptic environments, and they just don't get these antigen stimulants to get their immune system started. And then when they're older in life and they get exposed, they just get overwhelmingly excessive immune responses, not graded, careful, measured responses as you would if you're getting your immune system learning about these things early on. And that's the whole hygiene hypothesis.
Yep. Okay, so we've learned something else from Ken. It's all a learning experience. The doctor of the airwaves, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, 42 past the hour. And the business of the discussion of the cancer, and I apologize, I do sound a little distracted. I know that I am, but it is with
me. Hey, you're a human. That's okay.
Yep. Then I was thinking about his immune. He and I, the state rep that passed away, who was my friend, talked about his immune system often. And I gave him... some of the things that I use and try to get him on board, because he's never been much of a supplement taker.
Did he try anything?
Yeah, he tried a couple. He tried a couple of standard process things.
But this was after diagnosis.
Oh, yeah. Way. And I gave him some of the life, what does Jack call them, the enzymes that are really very good that a lot of my friends take.
Because so you can't blame yourself for this?
No, I'm not blaming myself at all. But I do know that when you have a weakened immune system, man, you don't know what you're in for. Whether it's the E. coli that we're talking
Absolutely.
About or whether it's cancer, whatever it is, you got to have a strong immune system. And in order to get there, balance is required, thus part of the name for Balance of Nature products that provide you with the nutrients from, by the time you're done, 31 different ripened fruits and vegetables that they dry and powder and put into the capsules. There's a green vegetable capsule and a red fruit capsule. Take one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and you will have a far enhanced immune system over what you have right now. As a matter of fact, the studies that have been done by the folks that are working with the health coaches at Balance of Nature say your immune system, the average immune system, improves by over 700% with a month's use of Balance of Nature products. So you can try it out for yourself. If you don't have a problem, why give yourself a problem? I guess that's the way I look at it. Make sure you enhance and continue to keep your immune system. If you've been fortunate like me, have good health most of your life, I pay attention to my immune system, and I'm doing exactly what the doctor said here, one in the morning of each and one at night of each. And so if you'd like to get in on that program, go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know that you got the idea. Use the promo code DJV. You got the idea here. DJV is the code. Special discounts on all of the Balance of Nature products that you buy. But the first month supply is free using the code DJV. So get the capsules, get the help, get the balance from balanceofnature.com. It's just a wonderful product, and it works so well. Promo code DJV.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Over 40 million Americans are unpaid caregivers of their loved ones over the age of 65, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and most are women. Millions of women who can't just be the daughters their moms raised. Their relationships are changed. But it doesn't have to be like that forever, say the experts at Brookdale Senior Living. In fact, the president and CEO of Brookdale, Cindy Beyer, speaks from personal experience about how she became a daughter again when her own mom moved into senior living.
What a relief to know that my mom was receiving the care that she needed every day. So when I visited, we could just talk and laugh. It was about our lives, not about whether she had taken her pills or was eating the right foods. I'm grateful to Brookdale's compassionate associates who offer this kind of relief with assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing across the country, every single day, around the clock.
For more information, visit brookdale.com.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, 46 after the hour on Good Day Health, the podcast will be up in the next week of a lot of the things that Ken and I have talked about during this session. There is a ruling from the state of Hawaii, Ken, where they want to ban sunscreen because some of the ingredients in it are not good for the ecosystem. So this bill was passed this week prohibiting the sale of sunscreens that have oxybenzone and
octinoxate.
That too. So what are there sunscreens that don't have these chemicals that will work? Because you think people ought to have sunscreens. So
yes.
How do we fix this?
We're going to have to start filtering out the ones that have these and stay tuned, and I'm sure we'll get a list. But this is so new, and Hawaii is at the head here. Apparently, what they're saying in this bill is that these two chemicals that are found in some sunscreens, certain ones, cause mortality in developing coral, increase coral bleaching that indicates extreme stress, even at temperatures below 87 degrees, and cause genetic damage to coral and other marine organisms. This is the claim from Hawaii, and that's why they're trying to ban these two chemicals.
The paper published a couple of years ago estimates as much as 14,000 tons of this crap gets released into coral reefs every year. Wow. And there are 410,000 acres of coral reef around Hawaii. I love that.
It won't go into effect in Hawaii, the law, till 2021.
Yeah. Well,
and it's actually opposed by the Hawaii Medical Association. Interesting.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, that is. All right. I'm looking at a report from UCLA. Researchers say, this study suggests young people can be and have a problem with heart disease. Young men with heart problems are more likely to ignore a doctor's orders than older patients. Have you seen that in your practice? Young people think they're going to live forever. Ah, you may have. What's the youngest person you've ever treated for some kind of heart disease?
Well, you know, as an adult cardiologist, I go down to 18.
18. All right, but there are youngsters who have.
Perhaps there are kids, there are people born with congenital heart disease.
So do the younger patients you have take your advice better than the average?
It's unpredictable. You will get, you know what teenagers are like. You know, they think that they know more and they're, you know, nothing can happen. They're invincible. So it depends on, I would hate to generalize.
Okay, I know you don't like doing that. This study suggests that the men with congestive heart failure, 32% of the patients under 40 died compared to 25% of those 40 to 60 years of age. That's pretty fascinating. Listen to your doctor, boys and girls. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, as a matter of fact, when it comes to cardiology, he's the man. 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The beginning of the end of questions. We have answers here because the doctor is in the house. One of the doctors on the Good Day Health Focus is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to continue to answer your questions and to review things that are coming about, focus on questions and answers. A lot of studies are done, and Ken makes it his business to study the results of the studies, studying the studies that come out in a lot of the medicine reviews, the journals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as Ken is a cardiologist, let's continue the focus on cardiology, heart health, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The stroke that comes about as a result of what really does cause, review for people, what causes a stroke in the first place to take place?
There are two different kinds of strokes. One is similar to what happens in the heart, where you have a blockage in the circulation, and then you get a total blockage and blood can't flow. And that causes about 75 to 80% of strokes. And then you also get strokes because you get clots that form from sometimes, for example, an irregular heartbeat in the pumping part of the heart becomes irregular, and that can cause a clot. It projects itself to the circulation to the brain, and that causes inadequate flow also. So that's the other about quarter of the strokes.
the description. All right. So the question comes in the review of one of the studies this week, whether or not going into a sauna could help you reduce the risk of having a stroke.
Well, there's good news, because this comes out of the medical journal Neurology this week, that enjoying regular saunas could actually significantly reduce stroke risk, Doug. Saunas, they lower mental stress and they lower blood pressure. We know this from previous studies. And other studies have shown that saunas reduce dementia risk and decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease-related death. But the news this week is that people who had saunas were 4 to 7 times per week, they were 60% less likely to have a stroke than those who only enjoyed one sauna per week. How saunas might provide this stroke protection is probably due to the blood pressure lowering effect of a sauna. So go enjoy saunas. It seems like the more the better.
Really? Wow. All right. Coming up in a moment, more focus on your heart. And how to, I guess, maybe where to live if you have a heart attack. Where's the safest place? What state is best to live in if you're going to have a, if you're planning on having a heart attack, you may want to move. Ken will explain in a moment.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
All right, so Ken, where you have a heart attack and where you live are two things to consider. I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg here. If you come from a family that looks like you've got heart problems, do you move to a state where you're liable to get quicker attention?
Let's talk about this. Heart attack patients get their blocked heart arteries open faster, Doug, if they live in states where they can be taken directly to hospitals that perform the specialized procedure. Not all hospitals can provide the treatment. It's called percutaneous coronary intervention, or PCI. So some states permit emergency medical responders to take heart attack patients directly to a hospital that offers PCI, even if that means bypassing hospitals that are closer. It seems that state-level policies should allow emergency medical services to take patients directly to the PCI-capable centers.
So, do we have, what's the best state in the country, according to this? Where's the best place to live?
It just varies. Some states allow you to go directly to these PCI-capable centers, and some states, they require that you must go directly to whatever hospital is closest.
That's interesting, isn't it? Huh? Well, if they don't have any PCI centers around, you better get to a hospital fast, it would seem. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 59 past the hour.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.